Hallelujah. Say thank you, wife. Hallelujah. Wow, we're excited to be here with you. God is moving. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. We sing that song years ago. But it's so true that people are hungry for the gospel in every nation that we go to. Mexico, Europe. Now in Europe, we see a hardness. We see a difference in Europe. But the young people are hungry. They're rising up because they've tried everything and it hasn't brought satisfaction. So we're seeing the young people rising up. In the last probably 3 years, we've really seen the strong youth come up and taking over worship. And it's exciting to see. The Philippines, if they know you're going to be there, some of the people will travel all day to get to a service. That's how hungry they are for the gospel, Pastor. They'll ride a walk, ride a tricycle, ride a jeepney, whatever. But it takes all day. And it doesn't cost very much for transportation. But God is speaking some things as we prepare for what's coming. As we prepare for what the move of the Holy Spirit is going to be in America. We need to be awake for that. Because God wants to do work not only to us, but He wants to flow through us. And so tonight I'm excited to be standing here because I believe that God has a word for you. I think Pastor said it right. Prophecy. God, you want to hear a word from God? Open your Bible and begin to read because He reveals Himself. It can be a rhema word. You can read it 10 times and the 11th time He speaks loudly. And that's what we should desire first of all in our lives. That we read the word and God speaks to us through it. But there's new things on the horizon and people are hungry for the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are in operation through signs, wonders, miracles, prophecy, whatever it is. People are hungry for that. Their services in Argentina start at 8:30 at night. People work till 8 o'clock. And I don't know how many services that we stopped speaking the word. I don't know, 10 or 11, and then we pray for everybody in the place. By the time that's finished, it's 12, 12:30, and then they say, okay, let's go eat. Yes, hallelujah. And we have a meal together, and we have fellowship together, and about 2 o'clock we get back to the hotel, and now go to sleep. Hallelujah. But most of our services are at night, so we have a chance to rest, take a little siesta in the afternoon, and it refreshes us. But, yeah, we kind of had a tight schedule this year, but, you know, what's one soul worth, Pastor? What's the price of one soul? We can't put a price on one soul. We had well over 300 or 400 people that came to Jesus for the first time. And that's not exaggerating the numbers. Fact is, we're very probably holding back on the numbers. But we were in little churches and big churches. We were in churches, storefront buildings. We were in nice, beautiful, small churches. Some was in the ghettos. Some was downtown. But overall, the people want to see God move. They're willing to pay the price. I just wonder, are we willing to pay the price to see God move? Are we hungry enough that we petition the Lord for a move of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. Tonight I want to share out of Luke chapter 4. I've entitled the message Between the Setting and the Rising of the Sun. Kind of a different message. But out starting with verse 40. Out of Luke chapter 4, verse 40 to 43. Hallelujah. It says, when the sun was setting, it says, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. Now when it was day, He departed and went into a deserted place, and the crowd sought him and came to him and tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God in other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent. Lord, we just come before you tonight with thanksgiving that you have saved us, you have set us free, your mercy and grace have been showered upon us through all of our problems and through our trials, that you have not left us alone, but you have drawn closer than a brother, Lord. And tonight, as the word is opened up, let us draw close to you. We ask, Lord, that you will come into the depth of our spirit and speak to us. If there's anything that's dead there, awaken it, Lord, that it might be brought into a relationship with you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. The miracle work of Jesus never takes a night off. When the sun was going down on the Sabbath, it says that Jesus was praying, touching people's lives, healing, setting people free. And when the sun came up, when it was day, verse 42, he departed. So we see here that 24/7, 365 days a year, God is working. You know, it doesn't say anywhere that I've read in the Bible, and I've read the Bible through a couple of times, that it says that God only heals on Sunday morning and Sunday evening and Wednesday evening, or special meetings, you know. Let's go to Isaiah 53 and 5 and read that. It says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Nowhere there does it say it has to be Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, special meetings. No, he works all night, all day, you know, and his provision has been made for us, and it's not just healing. Hallelujah. Are you glad for that? He not only heals, but everything that he's done is for our family, you know, for our marriage, for our job, for our finances, the ministry, whatever problem that we have, our God is not dead. He is alive. Hallelujah. You know, you've watched that movie. He's personal to us. He knows you. He knows who you are. He knows what your needs are. But you might say, well, I don't feel him. He doesn't really feel that close to me. What's happening? Where have you been between sunset and sunrise? That's what I want to challenge you with tonight. Where have you been between the sun going down and the sun rising up? You know that the devil lives mostly in the darkness, and we need to make sure that we don't. He lives mostly in the darkness. But I think in this time, the church has been silent. I'm talking about the universal church throughout America mostly. And different things that we thought were defeated in our lives, different spirits that we thought were wiped away. And we know that the church is in a spiritual battle. We read Ephesians 6:12, it talks about how we're fighting against, you know, spiritual wickedness in high places, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. And I believe that we know that, but I believe the church has forgotten to fight as a whole, and we become complacent. And for the last, I don't know how many decades, 30 to 40 years, I believe the church has been largely asleep. We've been in our living room. We've turned the lights off. We've been watching all of the celebrities and watching our sports. Nothing wrong with either one of those. But there's been out of balance in our lives. And while we've been asleep, all kinds of moral issues and problems have come alive in our world, our nations. And it seems like it's okay to practice these things that have come alive, even in the church. I mean, we see the spirit of Pharaoh that's arisen again, you know, pulling people into bondage and captivity through devices and through addictions. We've seen the spirit of Jezebel arise, putting people into bondage through sexual perversion, killing people, Christians. We've seen the spirit of Herod murdering our children through abortion and selling women, young boys and girls into sex slavery. When the spirit of Goliath intimidating the people of God, saying, shh, be quiet. Don't talk about your God. So we've seen religious persecution arise. And you know what? The church today has to rise. We have to rise as a church because of what we believe is coming. Because what we tolerate, listen to this, we become what we tolerate. We become what we allow and tolerate. So I believe that we have to position ourselves in a place where God can speak to us. We have to position ourselves in a place where we can hear God. And where is that? You say, well, Jesus ascended to heaven. He can't lay hands on me, but he's given people the authority to lay hands on us. He's put the fivefold ministry into the church so that we could become healthy, so that we could live a victorious life. So I have three questions for you. Where are you tonight? Where have you been and where are you going? You know, and I think we have to answer these questions to find out the fullness of what God wants for our lives. If you want the touch of God, then find out where God is. If you want God to speak to you, find out where he's speaking. Today, where is he? Well, we know Matthew 18:20 says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm there in the midst. So we know that he's here tonight. Hallelujah. He's in our presence. He's in our midst tonight. And the power of the Holy Spirit lives in our hearts. In John chapter 14, verse 17, you all know it. But let's read it together. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. For he dwells where? With you and will be in you. Hallelujah. So, the place we are is a place where God touches us, where God moves in our life, where God lives within. Are you a believer tonight? And as a believer, I believe that God's power is revealed to us 24/7. You don't have to be in church to feel God. Hallelujah. What does Acts 1:8 say? But you shall receive what? Power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. It changes our life. There's an impartation of his power into our life. Oh, hallelujah. Let's look at you, Brent. The Lord spoke to me about you. I saw you standing in front of a tall door, and I could not see the top. There was no handles, there was no doorknob. And I saw you standing there, and I heard the Lord say, the day is coming soon when I'll open that door for you. And it's like he handed you a remote. I don't know what that means. All I know is that God has something great that he's prepared for you and your wife and your family. That I believe that's another opportunity for you to share the word of God through worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit brings life. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit brings revelation to us, we begin to understand how much God cares, how much he loves us. Yeah, we're not worthy. We've made a lot of mistakes. We've done a lot of wrong things. But who loves us more than anybody else? The Lord. He gave his life for us. Where have you been? We'll talk about that for a moment. Maybe we've been away, far away from the light, far in the darkness. I want you to reflect, because I want you to see maybe how far God has brought you and where you've been and where God wants you to go. But even though you may have been in a dark place, or maybe you're living in a dark place tonight, it doesn't stop God from moving. He is still healing people. He's still delivering people. He's still, setting people on fire, the Holy Spirit. And if you're living in the darkness, there's a verse that says, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But I want you to know that God wants to shine his light in your darkness tonight. He wants that place that you feel alone, you feel sad, you feel hopeless, and you maybe even mouth the words that never going to change. I'm always going to be like this. I'm always going to have this same problem. I want you to know that God is alive tonight, and he speaks to that darkness in your life, and he says, I want to set you free tonight. I want to heal you from that. Hallelujah. So in our darkness, Jesus brings in the light. Hallelujah. He brings in his glory. That light changes everything about you and me, and we have all experienced that. Those of us who are born again and believers tonight and filled with the Holy Spirit, we know what's happened. The Holy Spirit came into our life, and he brought light in the darkness. The last question is, where are you going? Well, I'm going to New York. No, I'm not talking about in the natural. I'm talking about in the spiritual. Hallelujah. I think that's going to depend on how much time you spend in his presence, how much time as a believer that you open the Word of God and study his promises, and how much time that you take praying, interceding, how much time, oh hallelujah, that you exercise your faith. We have to hear God's word, but we also have to obey. We have to be taught, you know. God speaks through the fivefold ministry. God has put the fivefold ministry. They help us become people of faith and to go where God wants us to go. We submit ourselves to leadership. When we came into this church, when Pastor Harris became the pastor, Shirley and I went to him. We submitted ourselves to him. He is the leader of this church under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we submit ourselves to godly leaders because we believe that they teach us this word. We believe that they show us the right way to live. And we trust Pastor Harris, and I believe he trusts us. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by us hearing what? How God moved, how God set people free, your personal testimony, how God healed you, he delivered you, hallelujah. He's working miracles right now in some of you. You don't even realize it because you don't have to be under the anointing to receive a miracle. You don't have to be awake to receive a miracle, because in the dark, what did Jesus do when it was dark? Laying hands on people. Setting them free. Even in your bed tonight, you need a miracle. God can visit you through a dream or a vision. He can speak to you. He can slap you, wake you up. Hallelujah. Whatever you need. So God sends people into our lives to help us align ourselves with the Word. And I believe that's a lot of our problem today, is that we sidestep the truth of this Word. That's what's happened in the church. The church has sidestepped the truth that's revealed in the Word. And we have to get back to the truth, church. We have to get back to the glory, hallelujah. We have to get back to the place where we feel his presence. I come in here tonight and I felt a little bit cold, but as we began to worship, I felt the presence of God come in. Was it me, maybe, when I came in? I thought I was ready, hallelujah. But you know, God moves in ways that if we just submit ourselves to his ways, he can do so much in our lives. Hallelujah. But where are you going? I believe if you understand the word and obey it, you're going into a supernatural life. A supernatural realm where God works every moment that you're awake and asleep. A supernatural realm where God can touch you wherever you need to be touched. Change whatever needs to be changed. Ooh, hallelujah. Miracles, signs, wonders, hallelujah. See, the key is that light removes darkness. Where is the light in your life? I can challenge you. Where is the light in your life? You know? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, you are the light of the world. Verse 16, he says, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may what? See your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Let your light so shine before men that they may see how good your life is, how honest, how much joy you have, how much faith you have, and through what your life shows other people, they are drawn to God. You are the light of the world. Hallelujah. And light does what? removes darkness. Hallelujah. Light changes the darkness. You are the light of the world. You know, the wise men were directed to Jesus through the light, through that star. And I believe tonight that we as a church have to become the light that shines in the darkness. Hallelujah. That changes situations, and not only in our lives, but in other people's lives. Hallelujah. In Romans 10, verses 14 and 15, and I've talked about verse 17, but 14 and 15 says, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Hallelujah. What am I saying? I think I told you a couple of months ago that everybody ought to be a preacher. Everybody, not a pastor, a preacher. And tonight, if you're not sent, we want to send you out. Hallelujah. I bet pastor would lay hands on every one of you and send you out if you want to be sent out. Hallelujah. But to preach means to share the word of God publicly. That's what it means. To share the word of God publicly. So between the setting and the rising of the sun, Jesus was working for the kingdom. Hallelujah. He was working, doing what God had sent him to do. Are we doing what God has put us on this earth for? Have we fulfilled the call that is on our life? Have we even stepped in the first step? I don't know. But I believe tonight that the Lord wants to send the church out to preach the word of God. That's been one of the visions of a pastor of this church, that we go out and preach the word. Speak about Jesus publicly. Hallelujah. Speak about God's word publicly. Remember, Jesus asked the disciples, who do men say that I am? And Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, upon this truth, this revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And the next verse in Matthew 16 and verse 19, he said, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Whatever. I like this. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Whatever you lock here will be locked in heaven. Whatever you unlock here will be unlocked in heaven. I give you the keys. Tonight you have the keys. We have keys of authority. Hallelujah. We take those keys and we use our authority and find the lost sheep. We get them healed. We get them delivered. We get them set free. We use the keys to build the kingdom of God, whether it's at night or in the morning, whether it's at noontime, whatever time it is. Isaiah 60 and verse 1 says, arise and shine. Why? Because your light has come. Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Verse 2 says, darkness, great darkness, shall cover the earth, a deep darkness of people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be what? Seen upon who? Upon you. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless the word. We ask that you move supernaturally in our lives. Hallelujah. We need an awakening, Father. We need an awakening, Lord. Hallelujah. Stir in us, Lord. Stir it up in us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we believe there's a great revival. I had a vision. I think it's almost 2 years now. I was sitting over there, and I saw the parking lot. There was no room for cars. It was all full of people waiting to come into the church. They really? I said, that second time I saw that vision, it was in another church also. I don't know what God's doing, but I believe we're at the brink of a great awakening, and God's going to show up. So God is raising up an army. You. You're a part of that army. God's raising us up as an army, hallelujah, that we can go and fight. And for every spirit of Pharaoh that's arisen, hallelujah, we believe that God is raising up Moses, hallelujah. a lot of Moses to free people and lead them into God's promises. For every Jezebel spirit, we believe that God is raising up Elijah to speak the truth of God's word, to be an example of the prophetic truth. For every Herod spirit, God is sending forth a John the Baptist to make a way for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Which is life, and that in abundance. Hallelujah. Not death, but life. And for every Goliath spirit, I believe God is awakening a David who will not be afraid to speak the name of God in the public places, or to wear a shirt, or to say, "Thus saith the Lord." Jesus gave us authority. He gave us the keys. The light has come. Rise and shine, for the light has come. And the glory of the Lord is upon who? Mm-hmm. On you. The Gentiles have been born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And now are able to come into the same mercy and grace and the same inheritance that God has for his children, the children of Israel. We've been grafted in. At one time it says we were strangers and aliens, but now we are the sons of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is upon us, and gross darkness upon the people. We see it already upon nations after world and worlds, but upon the people, they have no hope. They have no energy to press on. So we have to be what? We have to be light, and we have to carry God's presence, and we must speak what he speaks. Hallelujah. God is moving tonight, church, and it's time that we as the church arise and move with him. Hallelujah. He's moving in ways that, you know, I grew up in a very strong religious setting. Very, very difficult sometimes, because all of the things I wanted to do were a no. No, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. And but they taught me about God's word, and I'm so thankful for that. But God is moving in ways tonight that we can't understand because of the way we've been programmed. The way our computer is programmed, right? We need to reprogram our computer. Hallelujah. Time for us to get on track. In this new year, as we close the book, 2019, and open a new book for 2020, I believe that God's going to work miracles in your lives. I believe that God's going to do things that you have asked him for starting tonight. We're not even going to wait until Thursday morning. We're going to start tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to start tonight. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were once in darkness, but now you are what? Light in the Lord." Hallelujah. You were once in darkness, but now you are what? You are the light. Hallelujah. God has brought the light into us. Arise and shine, for what? Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon half the church, right? Woo! Upon you. The glory of God is seen in you. If we will take our rightful place, the power of the Holy Spirit shines through us. It's, the glory changes the darkness. Have you ever walked in to a place and people kind of move out of your way? I know they maybe don't for you, but they have for us. They feel something. And they don't want to be associated with because of the evil that's in them. One time we got on a train in Belgium going to Paris. We were sitting there waiting for the train to take off. A lady comes in, sits in front of us, all dressed in black. She sits down, and pretty soon she's fidgeting. She stands up and checks behind her, and sits down again, and boom, she leaves. We think she was a witch. And she felt the presence of God and couldn't stay in the presence of God. That's the kind of glory that we need to be tonight. That's the kind of thing that God wants to manifest through our lives. To call a witch, to call the darkness darkness, but also to be a light where there is no hope. To be a light to those who have no way of ever seeing who God is except through you. Young people, you got a great life ahead of you if you catch a vision of what God wants to do with you. How God wants to use you. It's glorious. Hallelujah. It's not you, but it's who's in you. The power of God working through you. Hallelujah. And I see God moving If it's dark in your world tonight, maybe you need to invite God into that darkness. I don't know where you're at, but we'll pray before we stop tonight. But if there's darkness in your life, when you pray, God comes in and that darkness has to leave. If you have addictions, you have bad habits, you say wrong kind of things, it doesn't matter what it is. Tonight's a new night. Just as His mercies are new every day, tonight is a new night for all of us as the church. God can move supernaturally on our behalf. Hallelujah. He can take those things which we have agreed with the enemy for so many years that, well, I guess I was born to be this way, brother. I'm always going to have this on me. No, that's a lie from the pit of hell. We have victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. He gives us victory. Hallelujah. And He takes the darkness out of our life. He delivers us, sets us free. Hallelujah. And we can be the light of the world that God's called us to be. I know I've repeated it a couple of times tonight, but Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Hallelujah. And people want to see your good deeds. They want you to care about them. I think I spoke a couple of months ago, Pastor, how in our lifetime, if we live to be from 5 years of age to about 80 years of age, that we will meet between 60 to 80,000 people in our lifetime. Can you imagine standing in a stadium at 80 years of old and looking, and the whole stadium is full, 60, 70,000 people. They're all people that you met at one time in your life. The question I have is, how did they see us when we met them? How did we touch their lives? How did we affect their lives? Some of us may, we've seen a lot more than that. We've probably seen 100,000, 200,000. But it doesn't matter. It still matters one-on-one. How did they see us? What did we relay with the smile or frown or the horn in our car or whatever? You know, because we are the light of the world. Let your light so shine so that they may what? See your bad works? No, good works. And glorify your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. We need the glory back, church. I want the glory for my life. Hallelujah. This lady over here, the Lord just keeps pulling me to you and to tell you that the change that you have desired has come. Hallelujah. And it's amazing what God has done, but what's more amazing is what God's going to do in the next 2 months. He's working right now on your behalf, something that you've asked Him for that looks impossible. The Lord says, "I've already moved away the stone." Hallelujah. So the hard place has been removed. And you just need to take the faith to move forward now in that. Lord bless her on that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, He moves. He moves upon us. People are hungry for the power of God in their lives. People are hungry to hear a word from the Lord. Get your Bibles open. Begin to read, hallelujah. Begin to search, hallelujah. There's something new coming into your home, sister. Hallelujah. You've been so faithful. Lord shows me you've been so faithful, even in the small areas of your life. And because of that, the Lord's bringing something new that you have desired into your home, you and your husband. And the gifts that you have are not going to die out soon, but they're going to accelerate, says the Lord. And you're going to begin to play prophetic violin music. Hallelujah. And it's going to cripple the enemy. It's going to cripple the enemy's plans. And it's going to change. I see a group of people that are gathered around you and your husband. In the spirit, I see them crying out for more. And as you are playing, there's going to be a breakdown of the enemy's strongholds in those people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I've called you for this time and season of your life. It's a new season, but it's an old season as well. And He's going to mix them together. and join them together to bring out the greatest parts of both seasons. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God moves in ways I don't understand, but He cares about us. Hallelujah. I don't know, here's a young man. I don't know if I've ever seen you before, but I'm John. But as I was looking back here, it's like I could see a bolt of light that was shining upon you. And the Lord says, I've taken you from that place. He says, you're here now because I've taken you out of that place. And I've set you here for a reason, for a season. And you're going to begin to see the hand of God like you've never seen the hand of God. There are circumstances in your life that are impossible to change. I don't know you. That's true, right? I don't know anything about you. But God is saying this. There are circumstances in your life that are impossible for you to change. But I see the hand of God, and it, whatever He moves, it has no foundation whatsoever. It's like it's a piece of glass that shatters when He moves His hand. And you're going to begin to see God work miracles that you have prayed for. I don't know how He's going to do it, but you know that nothing impossible with God to those who believe. Tonight I believe that God wants to open up doors for you, but He also wants to show you how powerful He is and that there's nothing, not one thing that He can't change. That's the exciting part about God. And He loves you very. He says, you're a special son to me. You're a special son to me. I hear Him saying that from the throne. It's like He's speaking directly to you, that He's called you and appointed you for this time in your life. Hallelujah. I don't know what that means, brother, but it's going to be glorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's you that God just wants to encourage for all of you, the victories. You know, there's been some real trials this last year. I don't know any of them, but I know you've had trials. The Lord says, I brought you in a place now of refreshing. And I can hear the water being almost like it pours out from the throne of God, but it's like a waterfalls coming to bring refreshing into your lives. And wherever I see water, there's always a cleansing that comes with it. It takes all of the impurities and just washes them away. But the water also brings refreshing. And I see God doing that to your family this year. It's going to be exciting, and you will testify of that. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless Him. Hallelujah. I got to come over here. I wasn't going to because I try to be careful. But the Lord says, I'm going to manifest myself in three different ways in you guys' life. First of all, He's going to visit you with dreams, visions. Second, there's some areas of a life that have been very difficult and hard, and He's going to move those hard places out of the way. And it's going to begin to be very evident, I mean very, very evident, that nobody naturally could have ever done what He's going to do. It has to be in the Spirit. But it's going to manifest itself in the natural. And you'll be able to see it and say, wow, God, how'd you do that? And through that, God's going to move you into a ministry. You've asked Him for it. You've asked Him for a place in the work of God. You've asked Him, say, we want to be involved in the work of God. And through these, the third thing is He's going to move you into that ministry through this time. And as nobody's planned it except God. And God has revealed it to you through His grace and through His mercy. And He's going to do things that will just absolutely blow your mind. Hallelujah. Because that's the way our God is. Greater than what we could understand. So just be blessed in that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know who you are, sir, but God just wants to encourage you tonight that there's still a plan left for your life. Be fulfilled in your life. One that you kind of dreamed, you kind of gave up on. The Lord says, I want you to revitalize that dream in your life. Because I have a lot of life left for you, son, says the Lord. That you might feel the strength of the Holy Spirit in your life again. You've been beaten down. You've been stepped on, cursed, everything. But the Lord says, I'm going to release my blessing on you, son. And you will arise from the depths of the shadows into the light. Oh, hallelujah. And you're going to begin to feel like you're alive again and like you're somebody special. God loves you very much. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to speak to these young ladies over here. I see both shouting and screaming and dancing all at the same time. It's like you're having a party. And all of a sudden, something happens and the music stops and you're standing there all alone. Say, what next? And then I see it's like this big hand that comes down from heaven and touches you. And all of a sudden, everything changes. And you fall on your faces before the Lord and say, Lord, we want to serve you with our life. That's what I see God doing for you. Nothing in this world could ever give you that. Nothing in this world could ever satisfy you like the Lord. So he's going to do something miraculous for you. And then all of a sudden I hear the music starting again, but this time it's a worship music. And you begin to raise your arms and praise the Lord. I see this vision very clearly. You know why? Because God loves you and cares about you guys. He has a plan for your life that's not fulfilled. The enemy would like to have you going the other way. But I see God's hand coming down and almost like he's making a mark in the ground in a circle says, I'm going to keep you there. Why? Because he loves you. He cares for you. He died on the cross for you as well as for me. But he has a great plan for you. Doesn't matter what happened last night. Doesn't matter what happened before you came tonight. Are you hearing me? What happens, what matters now is where you're going to go from tonight forward. Because God has his love, his forgiveness, his love, his forgiveness, his plans, his mercy, everything. His glory is for you guys. Hallelujah. So we ask, Lord, you bless them now. Keep them in your hands, Lord. Give them hope where there is no hope, Lord. Break down walls that the enemy has built to trap them, Lord. Hallelujah. Release them into your presence, Lord. Come against any darkness that's in their life, Lord. We break the spiritual darkness that the enemy has tried to trap them in. And we set them free according to your word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's an awakening. God's awakening us. Hallelujah. Yes. Pastor 2020 is going to be so awesome. You're going to have to invite some people to come in and help you. I mean this. The Lord just spoke that right from his throne. He says, you will not be able to handle it all. But the people I'm sending you are needy people, and they need discipling, they need training, they need help. But they're not all going to stay here. The Lord says they're going to go back out on the streets. And that dream that you had of reaching people on the streets is going to be done through the people that come in here and go back out. So the Lord says you're going to need help. I don't know what that means, when, however. But I see the hand of the Lord open like that. He says, what you need is right here. I'll make it available for you. He's not closing his hand to you, but he's giving you an open hand of fellowship, open arm of blessing. That's what I see in the Spirit, and provision that you need to build whatever he's called you to build. So bless him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you wanted to leave at 8, it's too late. You're still here. But praise God, he's got so many good things for us tonight. Hallelujah. And, you know, I do this all over the world, and it's not me, but it's the Holy Spirit in me. But I want you to know that this is what people are hungry for all over the world. They want to hear God speak vocally as well as through the Word. But God has given the gifts of the Spirit to build the church. One body, one Spirit with different functions. And there's many of you here tonight, if you pray God release some of these gifts into your life in 2020, hallelujah, starting tonight, we'll get a jump start on it, okay? But for you, there's something so amazing happening in your life. And I want you to catch the vision of, I saw you in a whirlwind. And all of a sudden the Lord just puts his hands out like that and you stop. And I see him taking off this robe, this gold robe, and he's just covering you with this gold robe. And he says, daughter, I'm releasing my glory on you. And it's going to be like gold. Whatever that means, whatever needs you have, whatever problems you've had, when he touches you and covers you, that's all going to drop off. And your faith is going to go to such a high level that you'll be able to share your testimony with other people and they'll be changed. God's called you into a ministry that you haven't stepped into yet, partly because of circumstances and things, right? But God's changing that, and you have to proclaim that through your voice. I am being changed. I am being called into the work of God, that he has a great plan for my life. You have to verbalize that before yourself, before the enemy, and then say, Lord, here I am. I submit my life to you because I want to be used by you. It all changes when God puts his hands around you and covers you with that robe that I saw in the spirit. I saw that in the spirit. But up to that point, I saw you in a whirlwind, and it seemed like you couldn't find out how to stop. This is God, not me, please, okay? He's wanting to help you in your life. You'll grow and become strong, and you will. Bless your Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I wait upon the Lord, okay? I could go sit down, but then I might miss what God wants to do in one of your lives. And I don't want to do that. But I want to be also sensitive to what God wants to do in your lives, maybe at home tonight. See, don't give up because you're on the brink of a miracle. I keep hearing that song. Don't give up because you're on the brink of a miracle. There's a miracle that's waiting for your life, Casey. That's you. You've prayed this prayer many, many times, and God's heard every one of them. And he said there's still a miracle waiting. And 2020 is going to be the year when you get to experience that. I think it's going to be early in the year. I believe God's going to move supernaturally on your behalf. Because you haven't given up when it was easy to give up. You haven't you turned your back on God when it would have been easy to do that because of the circumstances. But the Lord says, early on in 2020, that miracle is coming your way. Hallelujah. He can do it tonight, but he wants you to step out into faith. Hallelujah. You understand? Okay. Bless you. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I think it's the one with the beautiful pink sweater on. Hallelujah. Your countenance always intrigues me because you carry the glory of God. So the Lord says, daughter, tonight you will arise. And I see almost like angel wings on you. I know you don't think you're an angel, but you are really in the spirit. And God's going to carry you supernaturally in the spirit to other people that you know, that you have met, that have no hope. And somehow that form that God's going to put you in, that translated form in the spirit, is going to show up in their lives. I've never given anyone a word like this, so this is brand new. But God is going to use you supernaturally, almost like he's going to translate you to their lives in the spirit realm. And they're going to feel the touch of God. He says, I've chosen you for this time because you have stood strong in the very difficult times. And you have always been faithful. You have always come. You've always given. You've always been someone that I could rely on, says the Lord. You've always been someone I could speak to and trust. So now these doors are going to open up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Bless her, Lord. Hallelujah. Move in her life. Hallelujah. Through it all, God knows what we need. Hallelujah. You've been faithful, daughter. Denise, the Lord is saying something for 2020. Like the water's about ankle deep. It's like you're walking in the river. And I see the water coming higher. I know it's in the scripture. But the water's coming a little higher. You're going to have to use a little more effort to walk. And then the water gets higher and you're about waist deep and pretty soon you have to swim. But the Lord says, through this, I'm showing you how glorious my presence is. And you're going to enter into a supernatural realm that you've been desiring from the Lord in this time and in this season of your life. And it's like everything that you pick up, everything that you touch, there will be a manifestation of the glory of God in it. When you speak to those young people, when you speak to someone like this young lady here, the presence of God is going to be so strong that they will feel it. You won't even have to say anything. But the power of God is going to be revealed more and more. But it's going to be pressure on you. But the Lord says, you're going to make it through this time because I'm going to reveal myself in a very powerful, strong way. Hallelujah. Bless her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll be here to pray for you, Pastor Week. We'll be here to pray for you, whatever you need. But if there's somebody here and you say, I'm living in the darkness, I need to change my life, please don't wait. Don't leave tonight without asking the Lord to help you. Please don't go home without saying, God, I need your help, because God is here to help you. There's doors that have been closed. The Lord just brought me over here. I cannot control it. He said, there are doors that have been closed. And somebody threw the key away. I saw the Lord in his hand. He had this beautiful gold key. He said, this key fits all locks. He's unlocking that door that has been closed. And you're going to enter into a new realm. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to feel the presence of God so strong. Hallelujah. God's changing you too. There's some changes coming for his glory. Hallelujah. They're going to be good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father.
You're not. Keep going.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, can we give a hand for God's word tonight? Amen. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for ministering. Thank you for bringing God's word. I was telling Shirley just a moment ago, I said, I can feel, you guys came with a new fresh fire. You know, you spoke different with a different kind of authority. You preached different with a different kind of authority. You gave prophecy with a new kind of boldness. I was very thankful for that. Keep getting refired. Keep getting refired. Amen. I just got that too. Yep. Yep. They just the ambulance just came and picked up Ernie Coleman to the ER. They're hoping it's dehydration, but they're not sure. He's been throwing up and been very sick. If you don't know, Ernie has had some cancer, and he has fought against cancer, and he's cancer-free. But the devil is a liar. The devil's a liar. And you know what? It's one thing to hear a word from God, right? There's a thing about hearing God's word, and there's another thing of putting God's word into practice. You ready? Are you ready right now, church? Are you? You ready? It's game time. I'm going to pray. I want you to agree with me in prayer. We're going to pray for Ernie. We're going to pray what God said tonight is truth. We're going to pray that it comes to fruition. We're going to pray that God's word is powerful, sharper than a double-edged sword, and that it's going to do exactly what it's been destined to do. And we're going to believe that God's prayers, and we're going to send some angels out to flight from right here, right now. Y'all brought in some angels. Some of them are lazy because you haven't prayed in a while, and they're going to get to work, right? They're going to burn off that angel gut, and they're going to get to work. Amen? And we're going to pray that God is going to do something amazing in the spiritual realm. We're going to break the bondage of sickness, disease, cancer in the name of Jesus. And after I'm done praying, I'm going to pick up my daughter and I'm going to leave. But there are two people here that want to pray for you. I know personally many of you have things in the darkness. Amen? I know personally some of you are battling things that you need the bondage to be broken. Don't you let the devil lie to you. Don't you let your own self lie to you right now going, nah, I'm good. I'm good. No, you're not. If you were good, you'd be out of it. You're not good. And you need prayer. And you need to come up before the end of the night and you get prayer, right? We were told that service would start right about now in another country, and they'd be gone around 10 or 11. Shoot, there ain't nothing good on TV tonight anyway, right? Whatever football game there is right now, you know it's going to go for a while anyway. You can see highlights on ESPN Sports Center tonight at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and even midnight. Why do I know that? Because I've seen all of those before. That's how I know that. And so we're going to pray right now. You ready? Will you stand? All right, if you have been baptized in the Holy Ghost and you speak with other tongues, the Bible says that there's one thing to be baptized in water, there's another thing to be baptized in the Spirit. When you're baptized in water, it's a confirmation of what Jesus has already done. It doesn't make you saved, it's a confirmation. But baptized in the Holy Spirit means that you're baptized with fire, you're filled to the brim, and then you speak with the evidence of other tongues. The nine gifts are open to you, and God is going to give those to you. Right now, we're going to lift up in our most holy faith, we're going to stir up that gift of tongues, but we're also going to pray for miracles. We're going to pray by faith. These are gifts of faith and miracles. We're going to pray for the gift of healing right now. I'm not with Ernie. You're not with Ernie, but God is with Ernie, and we're going to pray for him right now by the fire and by the power of Jesus. God, we thank you right now. We thank you first and foremost. It says we enter in your gates and we enter into your presence with thanksgiving and praise. I want to thank you for the life that Ernie has. I want to thank you for the life that he continues to have. I want to speak prophecy to that. He will live, he will not die, like we read this morning in Psalm 118. And he will live and he will be able to tell the testimony of what is going on. I speak to whatever that is right now by the blood and by the power and by the stripes of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Have life in the name of Jesus. Right now we speak life to that situation in that car ride. Even if the people that are in there driving or the people that are helping right now, may they feel the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, because the church is praying, because believers are praying, and we have faith to believe your word is true, and we will not die, but we will live, and we will be live to tell the testimony of what you've done. That will happen for Ernie. We speak life to that situation, and we thank you right now. We curse cancer by the blood of Jesus. You must bow your knee. You must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You are not Lord Cancer. You will die. You will be reversed. God is in the business of restoration. God is in the business of restoring. God is in the business of taking things that were once dead and making them alive. And right now, we speak to those cells. We speak to the cancer. We speak to the sickness. We speak to the dehydration. We speak to that. And we pray right now, we thank you for the work that is taking place. We thank you for the testimony. And before he lays his head down at night, I pray that it be in his own bed and not in a hospital. And we thank you right now, God. We thank you for the words that came forth tonight. We pray that they be true. We pray that it says in your word, God, that the devil comes immediately to steal. We pray that right now that devil, shut your mouth, you're a liar. You will not steal it tonight. That is our word from heaven, and that is our word that we're going to hold truth to, and we're going to get in your word, we're going to dig deep, and we're going to solidify that into our lives, and we're going to say thank you for the life that it's going to bring. Lord, we love you. We praise you. And I just speak right now to the darkness. Even the darkness, even in my own light, in my own life and in my own heart and everybody in here. We speak to that darkness and we say that the light of the world came, so darkness must flee. You must flee. You must go right now in the supernatural right now. Be gone, because the Prince of Peace and the light of the world has come. God, whatever's unsettled in us, Prince of Peace, come. Whatever is dark in us, light of the world, come. Whatever's sick in us, healer, come. Whatever is unruly, Messiah, the King Jesus, come and break the bondage right now and set them free. Set them free, set them free. And your word says in Romans, if the Son sets you free, you are free. Indeed, we are free, and we believe your word is truth. We stand on it, we believe in it, and we love you, and we praise you, and we give you the glory and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all, we just had a prayer service. Amen, amen, I believe it. Yeah, they're going to play a little bit of music, maybe, and if you need prayer, they're going to be up here, and if you need a mint, here's one. You need a mint? You good? Praise God. Yeah. Pastor 101, that's it. Put a mitt in the pocket, brother. People are going to talk to you. So please come up, get prayer. We love you. We'll see you next year. Bye-bye.